Good afternoon and welcome to the Flying Horses Carousel. Before we start, I'd like to make a few safety announcements.
It's early May in Oak Bluffs. Ryan Camacho and Lily Tilton are taking their lunch break on the steps of the Flying Horses Carousel. Ryan's 14, Lily's 15. They talk about work, they tease each other.
You smell it.
And before long, as it often does around here, their conversation turns to the ring game.
Some people get really into it, like especially the people who work here. They get really obsessed with it, like catching as many rings as they can. But
yeah, because it's fun. We have a ring contest.
It's fun.
It is fun. I think it's fun.
The thing you need to know about the Flying Horses is that it has a special feature, a ring dispensing arm. It sticks out from the wall like it's waiting for a high five, and at the end of the ring arm is a steel ring. Each time you go around, you grab a ring. You end up with a handful of them when the ride's over. But most people aren't really interested in the steel rings. They're after the one brass ring. It appears at the end of the ride, after the music stops. Catch the brass ring, and you win a free ride. People are just crazy about it.
There they go, the brass rings have been caught. Please meet another game.
There's another game, though. One of skill, not luck. It's played by local kids and carousel workers. The idea is to grab as many steel rings as possible. Not in one ride, mind you, but in one moment. A few seconds at most, as you whiz by the ring arm. The technique is simple, but it takes years to master. Okay, so this is how you do it. You stand up and hold onto a pole. Don't sit on a horse. As the ring arm approaches, lean forward to meet it. When you make contact, start hooking rings with your index finger, like you're pulling the trigger on a gun, until the ring arm is out of reach.
Grab, 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 grab.
Catch, 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 catch.
Do, 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 do.
There's no actual award for the person who catches the most. No free ride. The prize is sweeter than that.
You've got bragging rights, you know, for your whole life.
Skip Finley worked at the carousel in the early 1960s.
You can carry that mantle with you for years and years and years and years and years.
Beginners can usually pull two, maybe three rings at a time. Carousel workers, four or five. Only an elite few consistently pull six or more.
If you can catch six of those rings, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Getting that good can take years of practice, summer after summer after summer. So what's the record? Well, nobody really knows. Documents are spotty, memories fuzzy, and old ring counts? Let's just say they have a way of creeping up over time. In short, it depends on who you ask.
The most I ever saw, I'm pretty sure I saw Olivia Steele caught eight rings one day. That's an event that's hard to forget.
I've watched a lot of people pull rings, and there are some people that easily can do nine.
I believe it. That person probably has at least nine fingers, so there you go.
I don't know what the record is.
I've had over the years people tell me, oh, I can catch nine. That's complete bullshit. I'm sorry, there's absolutely no way they're doing that. Not so much because I don't believe it's humanly possible, but it's not mechanically possible. The rings only come out but so fast, and no matter what you do, they're not coming out any faster.
Hi, I'm Ian Chickering. I'm 20 years old. I worked for the Flying Horses for 5 years. I could catch seven rings at once.
Ian is the two-time champion of the annual ring-catching contest.
People would always ask me, how many have you heard of someone get? And I would say, oh, Jared, the boss's son, he would catch, you know, 11 or so at a time. But again, that's just like the rumors.
Jared Meter, and I caught 9 rings at the carousel.
Okay, so maybe somebody out there has caught more rings than Jared. But I haven't found this freak of nature yet. As someone who can pull at most 3, let me just say that 9 is totally insane.
It was an ideal situation when I got it. We basically had brand new rings going to the ring arm. The ring arms were just refurbished, so there was no rust, no grit from the summer all down in there. And nobody in front of me, nobody behind me. So everything was just like the stars were aligned, I guess. You know, the stars and the planets were aligned, and just started pulling. I used my pointer finger. And then when I was too far back, I knew I wasn't going to basically get any more than my pointer finger. I rolled my middle ring finger and little finger, just like rolled them through, and each one of them caught a ring, and that got my last 3. Everybody's like, 9, you know, and every serve of that. And I'm like, oh, let me count that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, yeah, I got 9. I think I was a little bit stunned, but just also that relief, but also the drive of, okay, now I got 9, I got to get 10.
That was 25 years ago. Jared's tried a lot since then, but he's never gotten 10. He's never even matched his own record. Then again, neither has anybody else, which means that Jared Meter remains the king of the rings.
It's cool, but I actually look forward to somebody beating me. I'd like to see somebody actually put the time, effort, and skill and beat it. That'd be pretty cool. I'm not one to sit there and say, hey, I'm the champ. You know, so I'd like to see it. I'd like to see one of my kids get it. But, you know, anybody can get it. Yeah, but time to pass it on.
In Oak Bluffs, on Martha's Vineyard, I'm Jonathan Earle.
Thank you for having us. Have a wonderful day.